Health is just more than the mere absence of disease. It comprises of total physical and mental well-being. These aren't just my words, but the definition of being healthy according to WHO. Health is of prime importance, but we don't give it a priority until it deteriorates, and then obviously we need to spend our hard-earned money, which could have been spent on some other more productive thing otherwise. Physical health is often what we see. Per se, you get a viral fever, your temperature soars up, your mood becomes irritable, your hunger pangs vanish, and obviously, the thermometer reading is noted. Have you ever thought about mental illness? Or come across somebody who looks depressed? How does it happen? And why ever thought about it? No, right? We are too busy to pay attention to it until it gets too abstruse to treat. Mental health is one of the top, or rather should be one of the top, concerns for one and all. Why do people term only diabetes, hypertension or stroke as diseases, and something as crucial as mental health, which is the basis of human existence, is often termed as, oh, it's just a state of mind, snap out of it? So, how to diagnose depression? Not a framework of mere sadness and self-loathe, but a mixture of anxiety, irritability, frustration, inability to do work and find interest in those activities which you used to love before. It is not just a state of mind where a person is involved in negative self-talk, but a real feeling that arises over a period under the influence of various stress interactions, which puts the brain mechanism in a messy state. Just like your body, if you feed it right it will glow, but if you feed it wrong, you obviously know when you feel the repercussions. Similarly, constant sad state of mind will eventually blow out in the end. There are various reasons for this emotional burnout. Maybe the death of a loved one, family member, a life situation, financial stress, or possibly even death of a pet. So, how to overcome this illness? How to get those monsters of hopelessness out of your head? Don't just stay depressed. Get rid of it. 1. Consult a psychiatrist. A mental health professional or a psychiatrist is the best person to assist in these matters. To get the right diagnosis and treatment, unveil the curtain of shyness and shame from your eyes and mind and take the initiative to make your life better. 2. Plan a routine. Don't get up in the morning and stare at the clouds till night. Plan out your day. Even if it seems impossible to get up from the bed, do it. Go for a walk. Go to college or work, complete assignments on time, refresh yourself with a movie or play a sport. 3. Play with a pet. If you stay depressed, then go for a pet. Do you know that playing with pets is so very relaxing? It is a proven research that cuddling with a pet helps in reducing stress levels. 4. Eat good food. Often depressed people reach out to sugar-loaded and fried foods, which result in obesity and other comorbid complications. Telling people to eat salads does not work all the time, so what if we tell you no need to do that? You can have anything but convert it into a healthy version. Maybe a bread but with peanut butter, juice? Then a mixture of beetroot, carrot, apple is delicious. Burger? A vegetable patty with sauces in between bread is right to the rescue. 5. Exercise it out. Frustrated about work or academic pressure? Burn it out at the gym. Or run till you can. A daily hour of walk or functional workout, treadmill run, aerobics or dance releases endorphins, which is the feel-good hormone. A sure thing to bring down your cortisol levels and get your dopamine levels soaring. 6. Eat chocolate. Having said that, it does not mean you are entitled to sit with a box and finish it off. Just a piece in a week won't harm. It raises your dopamine levels just like how you feel in a food coma. 7. Meditate. Meditation might sound boring, but the wonders it does to your mind and body is phenomenal and stupendous. Not only it reduces cortisol, but also reduces weight, makes the bones stronger, increases flexibility and also improves sleep. 8. Think positive. Last but not the least, always think positive. Never think about giving up, cause legends are carved out of struggle and hardships, not an abandonment of situations. Feel the fear, face it. Don't run. Let it come to you. for the more you run away, the more it comes to you. Weaker battles are won by losers, but stalwarts create a trail for the common man to follow. So stand up for your own good and don't be ashamed to feel what you are suffering from. To those people who think or rather have the stereotype that being depressed is a state of mind or mental illness means that the person is crazy or mentally unstable, then show them the doors to enlightenment and prove how strong can you be against all the odds. Those who have been depressed know the pain. What makes you different is how you deal with it. Whether to take a chance or let the issue overwhelm you. Till then, take care. Adios.